Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Northumberland Clark Liberal candidate John Goheen says he is motivated to hit the campaign trail ahead of the April 28th federal election, adding there is enthusiasm on the doorstep. He says his campaign has had to order more lawn signs, having run out early in the election. Goheen spoke to me about his plan for the riding and what voters are most concerned about.
And it's really a two-pronged piece for me. So one comes from my professional life, and then one is very much from my personal life. So professionally, I've worked in pretty much every community in this riding as a teacher, as a vice principal, and a principal. And I've had the chance to support the schools I've worked in, to support the communities I've worked in. And, you know, I not to brag and not to be seemed conceited, but I do think I've brought something to every community that I've worked in. I think I've worked successfully with families, with students, with staff to make that school experience better. And I see being an MP, it's the opportunity to work with all of our great communities at the same time, to support the whole riding of Northumberland Clark, to help it to just continue to be an amazing place for us to be. The other piece, my personal life, I have three kids. I'm a husband, I'm a father, and I very much want to see my kids grow up in the same Canada that I grew up in, one where we look out for each other, we take care of each other, we don't leave people behind. And that is really what I see. That's the job of responsible government, right? We need to make sure we're taking care of each other. And I want them to know that there are people out there who are fighting for them and for everybody's kids. And to make sure, too, that we're taking care of our seniors. Like, I'm lucky enough to have my mother-in-law with me, but we need to make sure we're protecting and supporting everybody.
Now, what are some of the issues that you're hearing on the doorstep? I know you have a, wait, before you get into that, I know there's a three-pronged approach on your website, but what are the issues you're hearing right now?
We're hearing a lot about tariffs. We're hearing a lot about Trump, about navigating that uncertainty. I think we've got the leader. We've got the man for the job, Prime Minister Mark Carney. He's unrivaled. His economic experience is amazing. I don't think there's anybody right now who can match him in his knowledge and in his expertise. He's the guy to lead us through this.
Now, let's get to the tariffs, but I want to put a local spin on it. How would you help defend against the tariffs in Northumberland?
Well, as you know, I know Mark has shared a Made in Canada approach to dealing with tariffs and to breaking down our interprovincial trade barriers. He's committed to doing that by July 1st, by Canada Day, to removing the federal restrictions. But I see here in Northumberland Clark a lot of opportunities. I think Northumberland Clark could really be at the forefront in terms of helping to address the housing crisis. I think there's some fantastic opportunities for us to get into sort of flat pack homes, to like build out modular homes. And again, that would be Canadian steel, Canadian timber, Canadian workers all coming together to put that stuff out so that we can get Canadians into affordable homes.
Now, housing, clearly the Liberals, your leader, Mr. Carney, announced $35 billion effectively and getting back into the housing market. Housing is generally a provincial portfolio. Is it wise for the government to be getting into this?
I think it's a great time for the government to be getting into this, right? The Build Homes Canada Corporation that they're talking about, I think this is an ideal time. We've seen this before happen successfully when we had our troops from Europe returning home to Canada, and we were putting up what we call those strawberry box homes, right? The two bedrooms up, one bedroom down. Great homes, livable homes, right-sized homes for a lot of people. And so I think that we have federal lands, we have unused federal buildings that can be repurposed. I think there's a lot of opportunity to make sure that we're capitalizing on government resources that are there and available federal government resources to make sure that we can get people into right-sized homes and affordable homes that are well-built.
I mean, you're going to have to get over some, I understand there's some land availability, some regulatory municipality-wise, but $35 billion, that's a major price tag for 500,000 homes. How do you pay for that, and how do you actually get that done?
That's a great question. I don't have all the economics on it yet, and I will fully admit to that up front. I would want to see more about the plan, but I will say Mark's an economist, and I'm pretty sure that that's been at the forefront of all of his campaign pledges, is he's thought through that fiscal component as well. But if we're getting into building homes sell for a price, hopefully through that sale of a home, we can recoup the money that's being invested into the program. And I will also just want to note just quickly, they've talked about in his leadership campaign about expanding the infrastructure grants so that it's not just primarily for wastewater anymore, but it can also help communities to expand more quickly with roads and other pieces. So I think there's sort of this two-pronged approach where we get into home building, but we also support infrastructure development for projects that are already going on.
Now, one of your pillars on your website is affordability.
Yep.
Now, the Liberals are trying to take a bit of credit for the carbon tax. I mean, it was your policy from the get-go. Now you brought it down to zero. Gas prices have dropped 20 cents. Outside of the gas prices coming down, what other measures are you taking to increase affordability here for people?
Well, and I think, again, we can speak to the Canada Homes piece, right, which is building affordable homes and getting people back into affordable homes. I also think with Mark's push to strip down those interprovincial barriers, I think that will help to move more product across Canada. Like, we're talking to $70 to $80 billion worth of trade just internally in Canada. So it can offset a lot of the damage from the tariffs that we're concerned about. And so that will give Canadians greater access to products from across the country. Like, I can remember as a child, Dan, flying out to British Columbia to see some family and having to take pea meal bacon out with me and then having to bring sockeye salmon back. I know we can now get those things more readily, but it's just an example of how we need to look at breaking down those trade barriers so that we can move more product across our country, which in turn then makes it more affordable for people.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.